Have you ever wondered what it would be like to live in a circus? Most people visit a circus for the show, stay there until it's finished, and then go home again. But some people, circus people, live there. They go to sleep in their circus caravans, and when they wake up, they have their breakfast with the circus all around them. If you ask them whether they enjoy it, don't be surprised if they say something like, "This is by far the best life there is. There's nothing to beat living in a circus." This is the story of three children who lived in a circus. Their names were Billy, who was the oldest, his sister Fern, who was the one in the middle, and Joe, who was the youngest. Their father and mother were called Henry and Doris Shortbread, and the circus was called Shortbread's. Great, amazing, and wonderful circus. They were a very happy family, not only because they all liked one another a great deal, but also because they all enjoyed what they did. "I love being the ringmaster of my circus," said Henry Shortbread. "I love getting dressed up in my red coat and top hat. I love every moment of it." Doris Shortbread agreed with her husband.
"I love being part of the circus too," she said. "I love selling the tickets in the booth and counting up the money at the end. I love seeing the smiles on people's faces as they leave after the show. I love all that. I really do."
"We love the circus too," said Billy.
"Yes," said Fern, "we do."
"And me too," said Joe. "Don't forget about me. I'm glad I was born a circus boy."
There were so many other people who worked in the Shortbread Circus, and they all lived in caravans that travelled with the circus as it moved from town to town. The Shortbread family's caravan was the biggest of these, and it always led the others when the time came for everybody to go on the road.